Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from training camp in Mankato. The action going on behind us, but we have some work to do. Your questions.
The first question comes from Andrew. Which rookies, besides Dalvin Cook, should Vikings fans look to contribute this year?
Well, that's going to be fun to watch down here in Mankato. The Vikings have a big draft class and rookie class. Some of them are going to step up and be contributors. Aside from Dalvin Cook, how about Pat Elflein along the offensive line? And even Danny Isadora has caught praise from Mike Zimmer early in training camp. And then, of course, it's going to be fun to watch those wide receivers the Vikings drafted, Stacy Coley and Rodney Adams, to see what they can do, not only on offense, but also on special teams.
The next question comes from Blake. With the return of Moritz Boehringer, how's he looking? Still have high hopes for the guy that he can maybe make it in the NFL. Well, Moritz has already made it in the NFL. He was on the Vikings practice squad all of last season, and he's on the roster right now. Coach Zimmer was asked about Moritz earlier in the week at training camp, and he said he is a much improved player from this time a year ago. He still has a long way to go, but I think Moritz has a chance. Derek has the next question. Of course it's early, but do you think Bucky Hodges gets some solid playing time this season?
Well, the trick for Bucky is that he's got a couple of really good tight ends in front of him in David Morgan and, of course, Kyle Rudolph. Plus, he's got a couple of other tight ends in his position group that will be challenging for playing time in the preseason. But there's a lot to like about Bucky. He was a great playmaker for Virginia Tech in college, and I'm looking forward to watching some of those skills unfold down here in Mankato.
The next question comes from Brad. With Antoine Exum becoming healthy again, do you think he could compete with Sendejo for starting safety position opposite Harrison Smith?
Certainly, Sendejo is the incumbent starter, and don't sell him short. He's been solid for Mike Zimmer, and Zimmer values guys who know his defense. That is Sendejo through and through. But there's always room for competition, and Exum could be a guy who could provide some at the safety position along with a few others, including Jayron Kearse, who's going into his second season in 2017. Exum could also be a factor at nickel, because he's been playing some of that in the first few days of training camp.
The next question comes from Ray in Montrose. Who do you think our kicker will be this season, Kai Forbath or Marshall Kane? Or will they wait until the final cut to see who might become available elsewhere?
I don't think that's the way they'll go. I think it's going to be Forbath or Kane. If they had to decide right now, you'd probably lean toward Forbath. He was 15-15 on field goals for us last year, and he's got a ton of experience. But Kane is here to provide some competition, and he's got a big leg. The team doesn't have to decide right now. They have to decide at the end of the month. So we'll see how this unfolds over the next 5 weeks.
All right, the final question comes from Rick. I look forward to Wobcasts on Fridays. No Wobcast for 3 weeks. I'm hoping new additions are on the way.
They definitely are. We took a few weeks off, but now we're ready to go for the Wobcast for the rest of the season. You'll get at least one per week from here until the season is over. Thanks for listening to those. And thanks for joining us for this edition of the Pick 6. More to come, so keep submitting your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen, and stay tuned to Vikings.com, the Vikings app, and all of our social media platforms for more coverage of training camp over the next couple of weeks.